Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To explore space, we need robots. Wonderful robots. And we've got some famous robots. Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. He's also the biographer of the Hubble robot, Universe in a Mirror. Bob, your concern about Hubble is extremely well-informed. And you've warned all of us that Hubble is coming to the end of its great successes. However, right now you have a third Hubble instrument that's been re-engineered, recovered. Is that a positive, Bob?
Yeah, it's a positive. As I've mentioned before, all the instruments went into safe mode in October. They have been slowly bringing each instrument back. They've now recovered a third instrument. This is the Cosmic Origin spectrograph. So they've now got two cameras and a spectrograph working. There's only one more instrument to bring back to life. That's another spectrograph, one of the oldest spectrographs on Hubble, by the way. This is, I think, was an instrument installed when it was launched, and it's still functioning. But anyway, the engineers have recovered three. They're going to try to recover the fourth. I think they will succeed, but we all always have to repeat this. There are no backups. They're improvising. Things could fail at any time in a way that cannot be recovered. So just live every moment to enjoy it, because Hubble could be gone at any time.
And having set a new path for optical telescopes, which are not going to be replaced by the web. So we go to the web. This is billions of dollars and many years, decades. And at the same time, it's ready to launch. It's in French Guiana. It's going to launch on a European booster. And then something happened. The investigation to an incident. What are the results, Bob?
Well, okay. So they had a strap clamp came loose during the stacking. It shook the telescope up. Webb up. They have done a cursory investigation, as far as I'm concerned. They really is limited how much they can do. They basically took a look, a scan, a quick look. But in order to really find out if anything was really disturbed, they have to take the thing apart, unfold it, do things they do not want to do at this stage of the game. So they basically took a cursory look, decided nothing seems to be out of shape, and they've decided to go ahead with the December 22nd launch. And that's basically everyone's crossing their fingers. That's the story. I suspect the odds are high that nothing was damaged during this incident. That the incident occurred, that the clamp came free, is disgraceful. And Ariane Space engineers should be, there should be a lot of people fired for that. But that won't happen. It's a government agency. But so we now wait for the December 22nd launch of Webb. Webb is an infrared telescope that will go up and do great science if everything works. Keep your fingers crossed, John, because if it doesn't work,
right,
that's $10 billion down the drain.
The cost of engineering. However, at the same time, Bob, there's that old story about Jonah. Jonah on shipboard. It worried sailors, and it feels the same way. I don't believe there's a Jonah on Webb, but I worry about it. All right, Ingenuity, the flying toaster, the 16th Mars flight. Bob, this is a discovery. I thought we'd care more about the ground hugger, Perseverance. But Ingenuity's, it must be a thrilling time for the engineers who are running Ingenuity to have all of these extended flights.
Yeah, they completed the 16th. We haven't gotten pictures back yet, but they tweeted that it had a successful flight on its 16th flight on November 22nd. It traveled 116 meters. What is that about? Oh, about 350 feet for about 109 seconds. captured color images. None of the images have been downlinked yet. I've been waiting. They won't be that exciting because, you know, it tends to look down. And so the images are very important to the geologists and for the Perseverance team for picking routes, possibly. But in this case, they don't look spectacular. Either way, it's completed its 16th flight, John. This is really good.
I like it when Ingenuity takes a picture of its own shadow. It's cool, Bob. I mean,
every picture it takes a picture of its own shadow.
Yeah.
Because the shadow is always directly below it when it flies. So every picture you see, John, is going to look at its own shadow pretty much.
SpaceX, again, another triumph for the Raptor engine. It's going to launch an asteroid mission.
No, John, this is not the Raptor engine. This was a Falcon 9 launch,
okay,
which uses the Merlin engine. Falcon 9 was a SpaceX NASA launch of the DART asteroid mission. And the DART asteroid mission is kind of cool. They're aiming to hit an asteroid at 15,000 miles an hour to see if they can change its orbit as a technique for possibly preventing an asteroid from hitting the Earth in the future.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.